Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
At Lowe's, before the holidays is the perfect time for upgrades and upkeep. During Black Friday, get up to 50% off select major appliances and buy more to save more with up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, grab select DeWalt 20-volt max drill or impact driver kits for just $99. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
Look, no one is going to argue that this was a kind, wonderful gesture. So much so that even over a decade later, it sticks out of my wife's head as like one of the nicest things anyone has ever done for my children. Unfortunately, when my children heard it back, I don't know if they agree.
What did I do?
I think if it's what I'm
thinking of. Stella and Claire.
All right.
Look. I loved when they came in the studio. I loved when your sister brought them in here.
And it was such a sweet thing. Such a sweet thing that you did. But like, this isn't just for you, although you should listen. this may go for everybody who thinks that when you're dealing with children that aren't yours, you're doing something kind, not creepy. You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock 96.5, WCMF. That voice you are hearing is Terry Clifford, Rochester radio icon. I'm sorry, go ahead.
I'm just trying to remember what the heck I did.
Okay, well, while you're remembering, Tommy is on vacation with his wife. They're visiting family. I cannot get over the live stream numbers this morning. It is making me laugh so hard that people, they want to make sure it's not us with a computer and your voice doing you, that you are here in the studio.
She actually agreed to come in.
She is in the studio. Yeah. The Odyssey app, WCMF.com, YouTube and Twitch, The Break Room WCMF on YouTube and Twitch to catch the live stream. And I am having so much fun. It's so good to hang out with you guys.
This is the greatest. I love it.
Okay, well, you're always welcome to come in. We could get rid of Tommy. That's not a problem.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. No, don't do that. No. It's weird that I'm in his chair. I feel like I should have sat over there.
No, this works out better.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Whatever.
All right, so everybody who has met Terry, with the exception of that one guy who said you road raged at him earlier this morning.
I have canceled Adam. he no longer exists.
Everyone walks away from Terry with this feeling of being important. You make everyone you come across feel so good about themselves all the time. And it's an unbelievable skill that you have.
Mm-hmm. I don't know about that, but okay.
Well, Kimmy and I can both.
Yeah, you can't fake that. That just comes naturally.
Yeah, she's
well,
and you're
thank you.
You're yeah, really good at faking it. So with that being said.
Okay.
I tell my wife finds out, she's listening to the show yesterday, that you're going to be on the show today. And I get home yesterday, and we're like two ships passing in the night, but I see her for a little while. And she's like, I'm so excited that Terry's going to be on the show. I can't wait to hear her. I love her so much.
Oh, I love Nana.
Yeah, she says, make sure you tell her I said hi, and tell her the girls say hi, because, you know, the girls love Terry. And my girls, they go, why do we love Terry?
You're the girls of Terry who?
Remind me who Terry is again.
So
who is this Terry of which you speak?
My wife and I have to remind them of something that you did for them over a decade ago.
Okay.
So you were working down on the B. You were doing middays at the time.
Yep, okay.
And my daughters came in to visit right after we were off the air. So they are, my oldest was 5, my youngest was 3. And we walk in to go say hi to Terry. And you're, oh my God, oh my God.
Oh, they're so cute.
It was such a sweet thing. So you look at them and you go, I have something for you. Do you remember this?
I think it was the doll underneath the studio. underneath the console.
Out of nowhere. Now Terry does not know my kids are coming in. My daughters. Yeah. Out of nowhere, she produces a fully boxed, like $40 doll.
Yeah.
From underneath the board?
Yeah, I had it under.
I just keep this here just in case.
You know, it was, it was, I don't know. What the heck? It was part of an auction for the Ronald McDonald House Radiothon, which
okay.
no one bought.
Okay.
So they gave it to us after and said, hang on to this until next year.
Okay.
Well, what am I going to do that for? They're going to forget about it in a year. But I thought, I'm going to find just the right person for this doll. So I put it underneath
the
console.
Just waiting for a child to walk into the studio.
No one ever looked under the board, so I kept a lot of crap down there. So when they walked in, I'm like, perfect.
So my daughter, I believe it was a Frozen doll from the movie Frozen.
Yes, it was.
So my daughter's eyes light up. Yeah. They are over the moon. And I'm like, oh, my God. And you're like, no. I'm like, no, really, don't. She's like, no, I insist. Da, 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 da. So my oldest daughter carried that doll around forever. And then it got transferred to my youngest. But they loved it. It was just like, it was like a mainstay of our house at all times. So I am reminding my daughters of the story last night. And my wife and I were having like this memory moment. And it's so nice. And my oldest is like, oh. And I'm like, what do you mean, oh? And she's like, she's a grown woman? Yeah. Just had toys ready to give to random kids.
All of a sudden, I got the total cringe feeling.
And I go, yeah.
Oh, my God. But you little girl, you want a doll? Oh, my God.
And the best is it was a doll, too.
It's a doll.
The creepiest of the toys, really.
Absolutely.
It's a doll. Yes. Without a doubt.
No, but I'm like, I'm on your side here. Yeah, and I'm arguing with her. Yeah. I'm arguing. I'm like, no, it was. She's just a wonderful person. She goes, Dad, if you found out that some woman that I didn't know handed me a toy or candy or something just out of nowhere, you would tell me to stay away from that person.
And that is such a 2025 reaction from a child. It really is.
So does that mean I'm a good father or a bad father?
Well, that changes daily, I'm sure. But no, I think you're a good father. Looking back on it, I can see
why she thought it was cheap. A lot of things.
I can see how she thought it was creepy.
No,
but I think that's a 2025 reaction.
Yeah, I was going to say, she didn't think it was creepy at the time.
No, she was over the moon, both of them. But they were so young, they were 5 and 3.
But when you say it out loud, feels a little different.
Come here, little girl, I've got a doll for you. Oh, my God, get me out of here.
All right, so let's break this down. And the phone number is 252-WCMF, 252-9263. Because I'm still on your side here, Terry. I love little kids. I love little kids. I live for... Okay, again, now I'm saying
again,
that.
Again, it's just weird when you say it out loud sometimes. We get what you're saying.
No, but I have nieces and nephews that are under the age of 5.
Yes.
And my favorite... It's spending time with them is my favorite thing to do. And, like, my daughter plays hockey, and, like, her teammates have little siblings that are under the age of 5, and I love seeing them and, like, running around and having fun with them. But I do notice every once in a while, like, parents that'll, like, side-eye me. If they don't know me when I have an interaction with their kid.
That's so interesting.
Have you not noticed this from other people?
No. My kids will notice it about me and bring my attention to it, and I never notice it.
Like saying you're being like too friendly?
Mom, dial it down. Dial it down. You're scaring them. And I'm like, no, that can't be. But yeah, so it's interesting you say that.
See,
no.
But it's never the kids that I notice. Or like the kids
the
are always like,
yeah. kind of look funny.
And look, here's the thing. For a 6'3", 39-year-old
bearded
man.
You're kind of in a weird age range because people may assume you don't have kids. You know what? Like looking at you, do you look like a dad?
What does that mean?
If they don't know you're a dad.
Wait, why do I not look like a dad? I could not look more like a dad.
You look like an overgrown teenager now. You always do.
If I saw you out by yourself, I wouldn't assume you had kids. I don't know why.
Very few people with kids have enough money to outfit themselves the way this guy walks around.
What are you talking about? Outfit myself?
You always have the latest, greatest sneakers that God only knows how much they cost.
Okay, I'm pretty cool. You're right about that.
Is it not a new Toronto Blue Jays hat?
I've had this Blue Jays hat for like 3 years, and I got it at Marshall's, so joke's on you.
Oh,
it's a Marshall's Blue Jays hat.
So sorry.
Joke's on you. It was like $7.
God.
So, I'm surprised that my daughter felt that way about you, only because I understand a guy looking that creepy. I don't understand getting that vibe from a woman.
Yeah.
Especially with all due
rare.
Respect, a woman of your age. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it does make sense. It does. Yeah, I don't know. It's interesting. I feel terrible.
No, don't feel terrible.
I want to say, Stella, you were not in danger. Don't worry.
See, that actually makes it sound
stranger danger.
That actually makes it sound like she's more in danger, so I wouldn't do that either. I'm not good at.
And that's where Mark and Marley would say, Ma, dial it down a little bit.
Yeah, I don't think you can explain your way out of it. I think it's just better to leave it as is. Because the more you try to explain why it's not creepy, it's going to sound
just
creepy.
Getting yourself in deeper.
Well, like last night, and we'll go to the phones in a second. I see you guys. 252-WCMF, Terry Clifford hanging out with us, filling in for Tommy Mulay this morning. And my wife was all excited when she found out again, like 10 years ago, my daughters are 5 and 3, and they come in to visit, and Terry's working, doing middays down on the beat, and the girls go in to say hi, and she just produces from under the desk out of nowhere this Frozen doll. Like, this is for you. And the girls were all excited, but they forgot about it. We told the story again to my daughters last night, and my 15-year-old was like, that's not sweet, that's creepy. Random old lady handed me a doll. She didn't know I was going to be here.
I'm not random.
I'm not random.
Well, Terry also passed out candy a lot, too.
I did.
You had two creepy things working at the same time.
I always had a bowl of candy in the studio.
You were one creepy white van away.
Dear God, I hate myself.
From stranger danger.
Yeah. Let's also not forget she was always making cupcakes and cakes and stuff like that, too.
Okay, all right.
No, it's fine.
My God.
Hey, kid, you want some dessert?
All of a sudden, I'm like, I can't believe they let me in this dump. Holy crap. Oh, my God.
So along the lines here, last night, my daughter's got hockey practice, and one of her teammates has, like, two little sisters. They look like they're 3, 4, 5 years old.
Okay.
And in the lobby of the rink, there's all, like, these video games, like, you could play.
Oh, sure.
So one of the girls walks up to me, and she's like, I need a dollar. And just instinctively, I reach for my wallet to give this little girl a dollar to go play the crane game.
Right.
But as my hand was in my pocket, I was like, I don't really know this little kid. I kind of know them. And what does it look like if I hand her a dollar as a grown-ass man? Like, what is her dad going to say?
Yeah, I'm glad you thought that.
But it wouldn't, but I don't know, that's a kind thing to do, right?
Again, it's 2025. It's not seen the same way.
Okay. I love how we're blaming the time
the
period
time, yep.
And not that we're
Thank
creepy.
You. I've been doing that a lot lately.
252-WCMF, 252-9263. Let's talk to Alex. Hey, Alex, how are you, bud?
I'm doing good. How are you doing today?
Good, brother. What do you got?
Hey, so I have a similar childhood memory. I used to go to my mom's office, you know, when I was 4, 5, 6 years old, and she had this coworker named Tina, and Tina always would get so excited when my brother and I would come in. She'd go, come into my office, and we'd go in, and she'd open up a drawer, and she always had a drawer full of candy, just ready for, same thing, ready for us to come in, and it was the sweetest thing. I always thought that was great. I love Tina. I don't remember any of my mother's other coworkers, but Tina was the best.
I'll see. There you go.
Always had the candy, so not creepy.
All right, Alex.
But,
Alex. Hold on. There's a butt.
I do have my own child now. I'm in my 30s, and I have a 3-year-old, and he is adorable. He's got curly blonde hair. We get comments everywhere we go, and I have had more creepy older women interact with my son than men.
Okay, what makes them creepy?
So recently, I was at, I think, Goodwill, and there was a woman. She said, oh, my God, your son is so cute. He's adorable. And thank you. She said, I just love them that size. I just want to eat them up.
Oh,
said,
okay.
Oh, okay. And then she kept putting her fingers to her mouth for the next 3 minutes walking around the store. Every time she was like, nom, 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 nom.
Oh, my God.
Yeah,
oh
yeah, that's pretty
God.
Creepy.
Okay.
I'm like, is this a Hansel and Gretel situation? Like, are you going to cook my child and eat him?
All right.
You know?
Terry, be honest. When's the last time you said, you haven't said you want to eat a kid up? You're so cute, I want to eat him up?
Absolutely not.
Do you shop at Goodwill?
Well, for a minute, I was afraid it might have been me.
Alex, thanks for the call, buddy. Have a good rest of the day. You've never said you're so cute.
No, I don't say that. Absolutely not.
I am sometimes surprised at women, again, like no bad intentions, but they have no problem like picking up somebody's kid or like hugging a kid like because they're so cute. I'm like, but do you really know them like that? You know, like maybe
I've
like keep your hands
that.
To yourself.
That is something I think I would have done.
It's one thing, it's like family or something.
I have stopped myself from touching a child, you know, even like, you know, like grab his little foot, whatever. I would never do that.
Yeah.
But I used to do things like that.
Well, no, but to your point, look, I know this sounds weird, right? Like this discussion sounds strange when it's like, I miss my girls being that small.
Yes.
Right? Because like when your kids are that little, you are the greatest thing.
Oh, you're a hero.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Right? It was so much fun, and like all they wanted to do was cuddle with you and spend time, right? They'd fall asleep in your arms. And God, I mean, now my 15-year-old hates everything about me and thinks I'm the dumbest man on the planet. And she's not wrong, but she doesn't have to say it to my face, right? Like, I'm paying for travel hockey. Right. Just be cool. Pretend you like me for a little while. So, like, I see my girls in these little kids, and, like, it reminds me of, like, the greatest time of my life so far. Like, where I got to be. Is that narcissistic?
No, that's where I was at when your kids were coming into the studio. Mm-hmm. That's exactly where I was at. Because then my kids were in their teens, and they thought I was an idiot.
Okay.
Now they're in their 30s, and I don't want to know what they think of me.
252 WCMF. Terry's finding out that she's being put on several lists across the greater Rochester area.
Apparently, yes. Jeez.
Let's talk to Rammer. Hey, Rammer, how are you, buddy?
Hey, good morning. Hey, Terry, did you Lysol that chair before you sat down?
No, you know what? Luckily, Kimmy told me it's brand new. Yes. So,
it was brand new a year ago, not like yesterday.
Well, not really?
Well, yeah. You know, it's quite possible you may end up on next week's Creep Camp.
I'm just saying.
Well, you know, it's just a thing. So we were out. My daughter is, you know, due in a month or so with her second child. But we were out down at the beach having lunch. You know, a couple months ago, whatever. And we went to the, I won't name the place, but it was down Charlotte Beach.
Okay.
And we went in and we got seated, and out of nowhere, this older guy, he's probably my age when I say older, but I mean, it was just wandering around like he was a beach bum, no shirt on, shorts. He kept following my daughter and my grandson around. Like, he was, like, you know, trying to be a step-in grandpa or something. And it's just, it's like, I don't think people realize how creepy they actually come off when they do those things. They don't mean to be that way.
Right.
But it's like, look, dude, my daughter, I'm grandpa, my grandson, go sit at the bar, have another drink.
Go find someone who needs a grandpa, because I'm grandpa right now. That sounds like grandpa jealousy, Rammer.
Have you ever run into, so I don't know, are your daughters, were you like the fun house when they were little? Everybody came to your house?
Yeah, yeah.
I
kind of imagine they would. So we were the same way. I mean, I was the, you know, we had the limousines, we had the pool, we had the big parties every year for the birthday. It's like, so all these little girls that grew up with my daughter that were always hanging out at our house, and, you know, I used to also chaperone the dances at the school, and you got to be real careful in that situation, because I actually got pulled into the office because all these little girls that were in this clique with my daughter would always be hanging around, following me around, wanting me to dance with them and all this stuff. And the vice principal pulled me in the office, and she asked me, what's going on here? Because it's like all these little girls are all around you. What's the deal? And I had to actually explain to her. I'm like, look, they're like my adopted children, basically. But, you know, you don't know what other people see you as when you're around little kids.
Sure.
So it's like, and Terry, this is not 2025. This was like back in 2015.
That's how creepy Rammer was. He was 10 years ahead of time. Yeah. Rammer, I got to let you go, buddy. Thanks for the call. Nope, there's no follow-up on that one.
Should have ended with creepy grandpa at the beach. Yeah. That's where that should have ended.
Well, look, I mean, I am, to his point, I am aware of it now with my daughters. Because, again, my daughter's 15, right? So she has teenage friends. So 2 weeks ago, I take her and one of her friends to the homecoming for the football game they want to go to, right? So I'm standing there by myself, and her friend hadn't eaten dinner yet, cash only, at the concession stand.
Oh, sure, okay.
So Stella and her friend come up, and she hasn't eaten yet. Do you have any money? I'm like, yeah, no problem. So I gave her, like, $5 to go get a hot dog or something. And she's like, oh, thank you. And she, like, dives at me and hugs me.
Oh.
No. No, Terry. Oh. No. My hand's immediately in the air, and I'm like, yep. No.
It's terrible.
No! And again, like, I've known this girl since she was, like, you know, seven, eight years old.
Just don't want it the way it looks.
Yes. Yeah. No, no.
Yep.
Maya writes us on Instagram, Duffy and WCMF, the easiest way to get us. She says, I know it's common, But I hate when women tell me that my son is flirting with them because he giggles or he's bashful. Like, lady, he's one. Call him cute, fine, but don't call him sexy. He's not a lady killer, and he's not flirting.
Okay, I'm with you, Maya. That's a little weird.
You haven't flirted with a one-year-old?
No. I wouldn't call it flirting. To think a one-year-old is flirting yeah. with you, that's kind of weird.
Well, what if he is?
Okay.
Giving
no,
you the
he's
eyes?
Not.
I mean, I was...
not.
Just say it.
My God.
All right. I mean, look, I feel bad telling this story because I don't want you to change who you are, Terry, because you're a wonderful person. And it stood out so much that my wife, even 10 years, that's like the thing that stands out in her head about you.
Well, I'm going to go home and throw away the rest of my Frozen dolls. Because clearly it's my kindness has been misunderstood.
By the way, Frozen dolls makes it seem like you keep them in the freezer. Also a very creepy look.
Well, maybe I do.
Hey, kid, why don't you get in the freezer with the dolls?
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
There is no time. There is no time limit here, Kimmy, when we're talking about this much money.
I know, but I think at some point you lose hope. Like, you want it back, but I don't know if I'm ever going to see it again.
If you are at a point in your life where you could walk away from this much and think, man, I would like your problems. Those are the problems I would like to have in my life. You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5, WCMF, gracing us with your presence all morning long. The legend. Why are you making a face?
The creepy.
Well, yeah, creepy legend. Yeah. So creepy, she is legendary. Terry Clifford. By the way, if you are watching the live stream, she is wearing her Studio Diaries with Terry Clifford podcast t-shirt.
Yes.
The only woman who had to buy her own podcast t-shirt.
Like, listen, I've worked in radio my whole life. I bought my own station shirts for years. Sorry, pulling the curtain back a little bit. So,
if you are someone who is into, well, Terry, obviously, but... You do a lot of Rochester radio stories from back in the day.
Yes, Studio Diaries.
You have a lot of people that were on the shows before, people that are still on. You know, you had Doug Emblidge recently.
Yeah, so radio, TV, we had Gary, you know who Gary Craig is?
He's coming from the DNC, one of my favorite writers.
Oh, my God, he's got great stories. He's coming up a little later on this month.
Awesome dude, too.
Yeah.
So the Brinks heist was his big story from back in the day.
Yes, and we talked about it.
All right, so you're going to want to catch that. As Terry told us this morning, you can find the Studio Diaries with Terry Clifford on any of your iWatches.
On your iWatch.
On your iWatch. You just say, yell into your iWatch, Studio Diaries, Terry Clifford!
You probably could, and somehow it would come up. I talk to my phone all the time, and it knows what I'm talking about.
Will you say that back one more time? I talk to my phone all the time, and it knows what I'm talking about.
Yes, absolutely. Like, I'll say, directions to whatever, Odyssey, Rochester. And it'll shoot me over to Google Maps and then tell me how to get there.
That's Siri, yeah.
Well, that's who I talk to.
No, it's existed for like 20 years, Terry.
Okay, well, Duffy, then why didn't you recognize it when I told you it the first time?
Well, because there's a couple of things you've said this morning where I wanted you to clarify and didn't want to be rude.
We just wanted to make sure.
Yeah, you know.
We wanted to make sure you weren't losing your mind.
We have a lot of experience with, the upper end in technology in this room.
Oh, okay.
Go find Studio Diaries with Terry Clifford, wherever you get your podcast, Odyssey app, iHeartMedia app, Spotify, all that stuff.
You got it.
Apple Radio, as you
put
it.
Apple Radio.
Apple Radio.
All right. You don't forget a thing now, do you?
Nope.
No.
Apple Radio.
No, like this will come up when I see you in 10 years. Like if you ever come back on the show again, Apple Radio will be referenced multiple times.
Okay, good.
I'll tell you one thing that sucks big butt.
Mm-hmm.
What a whole bunch of people are going through right now with a major wedding venue in our area. It is called the Esperanza, and it is one of the most popular Finger Lakes wedding spots. Now, Terry, you said you're familiar with this place.
Yeah, it's on Cuca Lake on the Bluff.
You got it. Okay, it's on the Bluff.
Well, that's what they call it. I'm not saying it's on the Bluff. That's what it's called.
This ain't Terry saying it.
Oh.
This is Cuca Lake saying it. It's on the Bluff. So this wedding venue, which, by the way, looks gorgeous. Have you been inside of this thing?
It's beautiful. I've been to weddings there before.
Wow. I didn't know you were such a big deal.
But they were pre-COVID weddings.
And that's the problem.
Yes.
So according to the story that showed up this week on 13 Wham, folks out in Yates County where this is located say that this business took a bunch of deposits during COVID for weddings, never had the weddings, and have yet to refund the deposits. And now keep in mind, this was 2020.
Yeah.
We are now going into 2026. There is one woman, Katie Cummings, talked to 13 Wham. She put down $10,000 as a deposit and for over 6 years has been trying to get that money back, has not seen it. $10,000.
And if she's going to get it back, she probably will need to hire a lawyer. And then where's the $10,000 going?
Yeah.
Right to the lawyer.
And don't forget about the taxes.
Right. Well, yeah.
I was kidding. All right. So it's a thing we do when old people get mad about money.
Okay.
But the taxes.
When I say old, I mean it in the nicest way possible.
But when you get that money back, do you have to pay taxes on it?
No, I don't think so. No. It's your money.
Absolutely not.
Use it when you need it.
Yeah, okay.
Kimmy, you saw this story, and one thing you thought.
I was just thinking about myself personally if I'm in that situation. And let's say I put down this deposit in 2020, just before COVID, or 2019, whatever. And I've been fighting to get that money back for 6 years. I guess I'm asking myself, at what point am I just, I'm never seeing that money again. Like, I don't know how long you can fight to get that money back before you've been stressing yourself out for six straight years. And can I just accept that maybe I'm never seeing it again?
The answer is no. And the answer to your first question is forever.
But even to Terry's point, the time and money you may have to spend trying to get that money back, is it worth it in the end?
Who can just walk away?
You may not have a choice.
$10,000.
I mean,
you know how many hours with a medium that is?
I think I would lose hope. I think I would just lose hope.
Is the joint still open?
I
feel like it's closed.
I don't
know. But I don't know.
I'm not entirely sure. Okay, I got it right here. According to 13 Wham, the venue is now operated by different employees and is under a new name. It's called The Mansion at Cuca Lake on the Bluff.
Okay.
I made up that last part. But yeah, so somebody else is running it.
So it's a different, completely different staff and stuff. So yeah, you can't chase them down. They have to chase who
owned it then.
How long till you're walking away from $10,000?
I don't know. Me, I'm like a dog with a bone. I'll have a heart attack and die over it.
Thank you.
But is that worth it? No.
$10,000 is worth it. Think about
it. But if you never see it, it's just in your mind all the time, and you're just chasing something that may not exist anymore.
For me,
you're spending all that time and energy.
You're not wrong, but I am also a very petty person.
Yeah.
So even if I had to spend more to get the money back, I want to know that person doesn't have my money. Is that psycho? Because that's where I'm at.
But they may not have your money.
Don't
anymore.
Care. Give me it back. Give me my effing money back.
I mean, that money may be long, long gone.
And it's also the way that
I don't really know how it works, but let's say you go to court and you go through all the official ways of getting your money back. You still may not ever see it if they never pay it back. You know, they may be ordered to pay you back. May not happen.
All of these things you're saying are logical. But it's also the way you lost the money. Because around this time yesterday, we were talking about pyramid schemes. Kimmy keeps getting Instagram messages and Facebook DMs for pyramid schemes because she looks like a mark, apparently.
Oh, jeez.
Sucker Kimmy. What up, sucker? But, like, you know, if you lose $10,000 in a pyramid scheme, it sucks. But, like, that was something you did that you probably shouldn't have done.
Sure.
Right? Multi-level marketing, whatever.
Yeah.
This woman put her trust on the most important day of her life thus far in this business, right? This was supposed to be a super happy day, and they took advantage of you in a way that they should not have. That would be what I'm up here now, and I'm not even involved in this story.
You're right, and I'm sure for a long time you feel that way, but it's going to trail off. Life moves on, right?
Yeah, definitely.
You can't be that angry forever.
And beyond that, there's an issue here that I believe the money is gone.
Mm-hmm.
And you can't get blood out of a stone. So you're only harming yourself by continuing to aggravate yourself to get this money back, which doesn't even exist anymore.
I love how you are arguing against what you would be doing.
I know. I do it all the time. I am a walking contradiction. And it works for me. Made a living doing it.
Do as I say, not as I do.
Well, no, that's just it. Because, like, that's, you know, what I find interesting here is you are using the wisdom of all of the years you've had on this planet, all of the people that you've met, and you're absolutely right. But even that wisdom that you've gained, that you could repeat back and make sound, you know, you can't follow that yourself. And I do think, Kimmy, the cheap ass that you are, how good you are with money and how little you want to spend, we call her Kimmy Chintz. Kimmy, Kimmy, Kimmy. She's chintz ass, this one over here.
Wow.
Chintz ass.
Chintz ass, okay. Kimmy is what they call her. Oh,
nice. Not just chintz.
No, like she's so chintz, she will scrape out the bottom of someone else's bowl to get high. Like that's how bad.
Oh my God.
It's true. I've watched her do it.
Good God.
She's just smoking resin. It's not good.
Jeez.
It's unhealthy for Kimmy.
Wow.
But, like, you can't tell me. Yeah. You'd just be like, whoop, $10,000.
No, I wouldn't be like that. But I think, like, after six, seven, eight, after a couple of years, I would just write it off as, like, I would lose hope. I think it's never going to happen, and I'd have to convince myself that I'm never going to see the money.
And at some point, you're harming your own health by continuing to, you know.
Well, don't do that. Don't make that noise.
That's what you would do.
Hello?
That's exactly what you would do.
That's a mansion.
I do think this situation could be especially complicated, though, because it's not just your money. It could be, I mean, if you're getting married, it's you and your spouse's money, or or it could be somebody, a family member's money. Like, there could be a lot of people invested in this deposit, and I mean, you all have to be on the same page in terms of, like, how long are we going to chase this for?
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
At Lowe's, loyalty is royalty. With Christmas right around the corner, treat yourself for less during the holiday season. Rewards members get early online-only access to Black Friday doorbuster deals on Thanksgiving Day, like the Hisense side-by-side fridge, just $799. Not a member? Join for free today. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid 11/27 only on Lowe's.com. Member only doorbusters and Midnight Eastern. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. See Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.